It's Friday and it's time for Stu's Reviews. Brought to you by Auto Taylor Automotive Repair Specialist. Stu Wright, one of my favorite people in the whole world. Who I like to affectionately call Little Britches. Stu Wright, right here on Pirate Radio.
I thought you were brewing coffee, and Stu came in, and it just smells like Little Britches.
It don't smell like coffee around here.
No, we need some coffee.
I have some of mine, but coffee is always a good thing. Yeah, I always like waking up to the smell of coffee.
I do too.
Oh, isn't it great?
And bacon.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't care for that. I like the coffee smell.
You're not the. Do you like bacon?
No. Not really.
You
don't. Isn't that weird? Most people like bacon.
Does your beautiful wife eat bacon?
She does not.
Oh, so no bacon.
Turkey bacon, she'll get that out once in a while.
Oh, but she doesn't do the pork bacon?
Correct.
Do you guys like breakfast sausages?
Of course. I do like that. Link and patty.
All right. Well.
Link and patty. Little Bridges like Link and patty. What'd you bring?
A Volkswagen Cross Sport. It's an Atlas, kind of an SUV, and a fairly new model. Been out about a year or two. 2021, mine is, that I'm driving. Brand new.
Oh, wow. That does not look like when you say the word Volkswagen.
Well, they made an Atlas look like kind of a suburban-looking thing, and then this Cross Sport's more swoopy-looking down there in those back windows. You can see it in the photo there.
Yeah, we're going to go take a look at it and come back and tell you all about it. Don't go anywhere. 104.7 Pirate Radio. Good morning. Happy Friday. It is May 21st. What was that?
Oh, some lady that wanted to talk. I didn't want her to talk.
Stu writes here, Little Britches brought in a Volkswagen, and it's like no other Volkswagen I've ever seen.
No, this is pretty cool. This is a little SUV. Actually, it's a pretty good size SUV. Stu, tell us about it.
Well, it's painted pure gray. It looks like a battleship out there, and then the interior is black and burgundy leather. I'm sure you noticed. It's very nice.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
It's about the size of a GMC Acadia. It's got big 21-inch wheels on there with 10 spokes and Pirelli tires. They're huge. Rides good, though. And of course, inside, it's got remote start and navigation and power seats left and right and leather-wrapped and heated steering wheel and a great big moonroof up top. Wireless phone charger, head-up display, and it's called the R-Line. I don't know what that really means. Kind of like a super sport Chevrolet, I suppose, dressed up and aluminum pedals on the floor. This has Android and Apple integration in the dashboard with an 8-inch multimedia infotainment screen, backup camera, 12-speaker Fender stereo. Do you know Fender made electrical equipment for these cars?
I did not know Fender.
Like the guitar outfit?
I did not know that. I saw that when I popped the trunk. I thought, well, that's kind of an interesting electrical plug-in into the spare, but you said that's the...
That's the boombox back
boombox
there mounted
the
on top
that's
of the
pretty,
spare.
That's big, pretty darn cool.
A speaker to make it, boombox. And this is a V6-powered machine. And I already said the name of it, or if I did not, it's called the Atlas Cross Sport. They came out with the Atlas, which looks like a regular SUV, and then the Cross Sport came out later, and it's a little more stylish and swoopy looking.
When we popped the hood, though, all of us pretty much...
We were lost. We didn't. I couldn't even find the spark plug.
That's a three.
Even on the backside. They have that thing covered. It's just amazing.
A lot of plastic
the
on
shielding,
there.
Yeah.
All in these new cars.
$51,000. So what's your payment, G?
No, it's really not going to be that bad. About $220 a week comes up to about $950 a month.
Hmm.
Built in Chattanooga. It's an American-built Volkswagen. V6 power and 8-speed automatic all-wheel drive.
Yeah.
I like driving. It's light on its
feet. I bet it is.
I really like the color. I think that.
Go about 450 miles on a tank of gas.
It's a cool-looking vehicle.
It is. And a good size one, too. It looks like he has plenty of room in the back. Very nice, Stu.
Cargo space is 40 cubic foot behind that second row of seats.
When will your review be?
Thursday at stuwright.com.
Thursday.
Thursday. I'm thirsty for that coffee we were talking about.
I know. Go make some, will you?
You've been listening to my friend, Stu Wright. Little Britches, Stu's Reviews, brought to you by Auto Taylor, Automotive Repair Specialist, located at 1011 16th Street in Greeley. Phone number 353 353-